KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of KSL at Night. I'm your host, Greg Skordas, alongside Taylor Morgan. And remember, if you missed any of our shows, you can always go back and listen to it on kslpodcast.com after the show's been aired. Just look up KSL at Night. And if Taylor was on the show, you definitely want to make sure you picked it up.
I don't know about that. Perhaps, yeah. Mom, if you're listening, that's that one's for you.
There you go. So you're going to have to help me with this one. But Ronna McDaniel, former Republican National Committee chairwoman, gets a job with NBC News to be a political host. The job lasts about a week.
Yeah.
A couple of days, and she's let go over protests over concern about hiring her as a paid contributor. Now, I don't know if this is sort of the media trying to be a little politically correct. She's a fairly far right consultant, very pro-Trump, conservative commentator, popular, well-known, well-liked by a lot of people. But I guess NBC News just decided it was too dangerous.
They were outraged, Greg.
Yeah.
There was a lot of folks on high horses in the NBC newsroom there among other hosts and correspondents and contributors. They were not happy with the corporations with NBC's decision to bring Ronna McDaniel on as a political contributor, former RNC chairwoman. Ronna McDaniel, Greg, she just cannot get a break, not to defend everything she has said or done, because she does have a little bit of a problematic history, Greg, that we'll get into here in a moment. Ronna McDaniel is a graduate of Brigham Young University, niece of Utah Senator Mitt Romney. Ronna McDaniel really rose to fame, or at least power, within the Trump team and national Republican politics back when she played a key role in helping flip Michigan from blue to red. For Donald Trump, and rose to power, became chairwoman of the Republican National Party. The irony of this, Greg, is presumably NBC fired her or cut her contract after hiring her because there were folks at NBC that were outraged that Ronna McDaniel was a contributor because Ronna McDaniel would be too pro-Trump, would be biased. Ronna McDaniel lost her spot as RNC chairwoman because she refused to pick sides with Donald Trump during the Republican primary, during the Republican nomination process. As RNC chair, she insisted on staying neutral and not going all in behind Trump. And that is why Trump essentially forced her out and replaced her with his own hand-picked successors.
Trump forced a lot of people out of the RNC recently. I think something like 20% of their staff was moved out, not necessarily. I mean, you can't blame Trump directly, but indirectly, it seems like he was coming in saying, look, I'm the candidate now. I need the RNC behind me 100%,
yeah,
and I need my people with the RNC behind me 100%.
Well, and I'm sure, and again, I can't speak for Ronna McDaniel and say with certainty what she would have done, but it is entirely expected that during a party nomination process or a party primary, the actual party itself and its elected officers would stay neutral.
Right.
I have never not seen party elected officials, at least publicly, not be neutral, because that's just what you do. It's the right thing to do when your party is trying to choose who is going to represent the party. You should not be handpicking who that person is. You should let your party members do that.
You have to assume, Taylor, that this wasn't necessarily a financial decision, because she, controversial or not, is going to bring viewers to NBC News.
Absolutely.
I mean, you would think that I'm sure that's why they hired her in the first place.
Yeah.
This is a public figure. She's well known. She's well known by a lot of people, whether you like her or not. She's there, and people are going to tune in to see what she has to say during the election process over the next, 5 or 6 months?
Yeah.
And get her take on things.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Let's be real. There is not one single political reporter, political commentator, contributor, political pundit that doesn't have a bias.
Sure.
It's politics. And the fact that you have people that are insiders, Greg, that do have a bias. And I'll admit it. Listen, I am involved in politics. I'm a Republican political consultant here in Utah. I have a bias. I have conflicts, but I disclose those. I'm clear about those. But what I think perhaps gives me value in listening to is that I have an insider perspective, right? Well, all this blew up, Greg. This uproar came from NBC and MSNBC journalists and anchors on live TV after an internal announcement from the network on Friday. This just happened last Friday. They announced internally that they were going to hire Ron McDaniel to provide, quote, an insider's perspective on national politics and the future of the Republican Party.
Yeah, and we're hearing also that McDaniel is considering legal options after her deal was canceled.
Yeah.
Less than a week after it was announced, she's no longer being represented by her agent, but she's looking for an attorney to negotiate with NBC on her behalf. I don't know what the damages are when you haven't really started your job yet, but if she gave up other opportunities, if she had other things she could have done, and let's say she moved or she took up residence, she rented an apartment, she did this or that, she may have some damages. And NBC can't be coming out of this very good, but maybe they thought that it was the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Right,
go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Here's the thing. There are claims. Those claims have not yet been proven out. That Ron McDaniel was involved somehow in the conspiracy around the fake elector strategy for Donald Trump. There's no evidence of that. She has not been charged with a crime,
right,
Greg. But yet that is the point of outrage, of contention among other hosts at NBC and MSNBC. So really alarming is, and this is how I see it, this is my opinion, I think it is alarming when a news organization, when the chairman, Cesar Conde, chairman of NBC Universal News Group, states, quote, no organization, particularly a newsroom, can succeed unless it is cohesive and aligned. Over the last few days, it has become clear that this appointment undermines that goal. So, Greg, are we just talking about not being able to bring in a contrasting voice that disagrees
with
our
worldview? Because the other members of the staff are going, hey, wait a minute, we're not being cohesive. We're not aligned with this.
So when you say you want to be cohesive and aligned, does that mean you all have to have the same political bias in your reporting? I mean, that is a huge problem,
right,
if you're talking about the press and the media.
Right.
And there's all this rhetoric nationally. And we know that Donald Trump really leaned into this, and he will again in claiming that the media is biased, it's fake news, it's just the liberal press. I think NBC just confirmed it.
Yeah, and I can't imagine this is going to be good for NBC. I mean, you and I are somewhat examples of the fact that, you know, we can get along. We come from different backgrounds, we come from different political persuasions and whatnot. But you know, we're just reporting on the news. We're interviewing guests. We're trying to educate the public. And I don't know that she comes into as a correspondent, as a media person with a perceived bias, whether that just means, well, she just can't do it. Give her a chance. Give her a couple months.
You need to have another voice, a different voice. And having an insider, again, I'm not saying that Ronna McDaniel is, you know, a perfect person that doesn't have a sketchy history in some ways, right? However, having her experience and her inside voice as a commenter on the upcoming election, that would be invaluable, Greg. And I'll tell you what, I would have watched NBC, but I'm not going to now.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard to say, wait a minute, you know, we'll forgive and forget. I mean, give her a chance. I don't know. I don't know her as well as you do. I don't know her background as well as you do. You seem to have a pretty good understanding of it. I didn't realize she was Mitt Romney's niece, you say?
She is. Yeah. Brigham Young University graduate and niece of Utah Senator Mitt Romney.
Well, that was enough right there to put her on the news.
There you go.
When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about the new RNC chair, speaking of which, and
are you talking about Donald Trump's daughter-in-law?
Yeah, Laura Trump, talking about the 2020 election and the 2024 election. Stay with us.